Alright, when you're looking to start a juice bar, why would somebody start a juice bar?
Well, juicing is one of the most effective and efficient ways to receive phytonutrients. You know, so basically you're providing a refreshment stand that is highly vital. You know, it's just like a juice bar is basically like a micro clinic of blood, you know, transfusion. You know, juicing actually keeps, you know, the body working in its most efficient state. And plus it's simple. Like when you juice a vegetable, you get a lot more out of it than when you cook it or turn it into something else. You know, you take a 25-pound bag of carrots, it's going to yield to like a couple gallons of juice just from the carrot. You know, so you see the abundance of breaking the food down to its smallest component.
And then how valuable is a gallon of juice? Like just a typical juice, like how valuable is juice?
It depends on the fruit, the price of the produce. You know, I mean, average juice, you know, average 16-ounce juice in the juice bar, I would say, you know, is, you know, range between $5 or $6.
Right. And that's because that gives you more nutrients than you would normally get in a day. It's hyper.
Yeah, it's versus taking synthetic vitamins versus doing all of this and do that, you know, drink some fresh juice. All
right, what equipment do you need for a juice bar? What do you need to start a juice bar?
For a juice bar, you need a good refrigeration system. You need a NutriFast juicer, which is the most advanced industrial juicer on the market, and produce.
And what can you expect when you're starting a juice bar? You have this equipment. What can you expect when starting a juice bar? Like getting started. Day one for starting a juice bar? Where do you start?
Samples.
Samples?
Yeah. If you're starting a juice bar, you gotta advertise and make a couple fresh juices up, and you gotta start sampling because you gotta get people interested in the juice.
Okay. Are there books on juice recipes, or do you just have to start? Is it best to start coming up with your own?
I mean, there's juice recipes out there, but I go off, you know, most of the stuff I create is freestyle off the top of my head.
And then do you write down your recipes?
No, I keep it in my head.
How do you find space for your juice bar? Like, how do you deal with a landlord?
Well, it's not hard to find space. Any, you know, space that has a component that, you know, finding a commercial space is not hard. You just need a sinking, you know, a good stainless steel sinking area. You know, it doesn't take a big storefront, nothing fancy, just a room, you know, a place where you can plug your refrigeration, store your produce, and make your juice.
Okay. What's the type of person that would be interested in starting a juice bar? Like, what type of person do you need to be in order to start the juice bar? And what's a typical day like while you're at the juice bar? Like, what?
A typical day is just like at a bar. You know, just a healthy, you know, a more healthy dialogue and conversation. You know, customers or clients feel a little bit more empowered, you know, and rejuvenated after leaving a juice bar versus a bar that serves alcohol. You know, so it's a similar setting. You know, it's just, you know, different environment, different, you know, substances being served.
Wow. What do you think somebody would need to know about a juice bar that they don't know they don't know? What doesn't somebody know they don't know about starting a juice bar?
Well, they don't know that you have to really be on point and efficient at times, protect, saving the life of the produce. Because if you're talking about fresh juice, you gotta keep, you know, a variety of produce. You know, different varieties of produce, keeping that fresh. Timing. Those are things that, you know, you don't really look, you don't know that you don't know. Like, when, you know, juice is not selling, and you still got a ton of produce, and a ton of produce may possibly go bad, and you still ain't make no money. You got to reinvest in that same produce all over again just to stay prepared. You know, with any endeavor, the don't know is, you know, just the outcome that you're going to receive from going into a new endeavor. You feel what I'm saying? So, you don't know what you don't know. How can you know what you don't know?
Right on. That's what I was wondering about. I thought it was a good question. And then, how close does a juice bar need to be? Do you need to be within walking distance of a grocery store, or do you need to be within driving distance? Like, what, how do you work out replenishing your supply on a regular basis if you're by yourself? Like, do you just close your shop down for a little bit and go get groceries? Can you call a grocery store? Will they do special deliveries? How do you keep your juice bar replenished during the course of the day?
Well, you got to pre-order, of course. You know, certain days, you know, you got cycles, and you know, certain stores may deliver produce on certain days, so you can probably get fresh produce delivered to your store. Or you may go to certain retailers that sell produce wholesale. Like, they got a place in our area in Kentucky called CrossFit, where a lot of the farmers, a lot of people that vend at the market now, they go to CrossFit and buy all their produce at wholesale and come back over here and sell at retail.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's all. Yeah, I can write that.